mother and friends. You cross a hearth at last.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. Welcome from the multiverse, wherever you find yourself vibrating. Attune this way, and let us have some fun. The Lowly Yogi Tales, back to dance with auspicious coincidence. Here today I'm going to read with you Chapter 2 of Death's Dog. So let's just get into it. Chapter 2, Spirit Investigation. Spiritfoot always knew the way, even when there was no way. Having nothing was a great place to begin, and that was what she had to work with. She knew when chaos reigns, it is best to settle and be still. Spiritfoot had most certainly arrived into a great tide of chaos. Spirits all around her called out from the neglect. As she settled, a path began to form. Be the solution, and the problem will present itself. Hold the light to find the shadow. Spiritfoot sat in the inky unknown and held the light of kindness. Spiritfoot breathed in the dark neglect and breathed out the white light of kindness to all who came her way, and it was not long before the spirits came to her. She sat and invited each visitor to tell their story, and as you might imagine, being met with kindness and genuine interest, they did. The first spirit to cross her path was an angry one indeed. He came up to her and began kicking her while she sat in meditation. It was hard to tell the spirit's nature as it had been corrupted by the darkness that Spiritfoot began to devour. Surprised, the spirit of the wooded cavern found themselves taken aback and enjoying a cleansing it had needed for many moons. As the ancient spirit of the caverns of the Great Mother sat next to Spiritfoot, with the great desire that she would finish her work. Now that Spiritfoot was no longer being assaulted, the process of healing unfolded with the ease of fruit dropping from the vine. The dark cloud of neglect left the cavern spirit, and he now turned his attention to Spiritfoot with awe and deep appreciation. I have come with a mission. I know we must have just met, and as far as I can tell, there is no safe meeting in this realm. The cavern spirit nodded his assent to this as truth. Well then, you know there is nothing I can say that you can safely take as truth. With that, though, I will share with you my purpose and my reason for sitting here today. I will leave the truth of it in your judgment as you reside in this realm, not I. The cavern spirit held their attention and waited for Spiritfoot to share her purpose and truth. I come on a quest because the dog chain is breaking down and needs healing, so that the spirits may once again pass through the gates and bring their wisdom to the proper parts of creation. The cavern spirit nodded and began. It is always proper to introduce yourself. My apologies for the neglect's influence on my manners, Spiritfoot. I am Genevieve, master of the cavern and all of the many wonders formed within. I thank you for your nature, and it is very auspicious to meet you. Can you share with me what you know of the dogs in this realm? Well, it may not be the dogs so much as an infection or curse that seems to be moving through all the realms with the same result. This ugly muck everywhere, you see how it is already settling and growing on us again? Teach me your practice so that I may protect myself. A joy and an honor. It would be my pleasure. Do you know how to make the offering of the Great Mother? The cavern spirit lit up as though they had just found a treasure that should not exist. No, I can't say that I do. But I must say that I would be very happy to learn. Well then, settle in next to me and let us do this thing. First, I should share with you a secret I am holding. Oh no, not yet, Genevieve. practice, trust, then maybe I will hear your secrets, interrupted Spiritfoot. Well, my practice does no harm. Let it do its work, and then with all the information, you can decide what you share with silly yogi like me. Now, let us begin. First, visualize every feeling, form, spirit, thought, as a being that is coming to you for love and nurturing. Now settle with me. See how they all come of their own accord. Now hold your attention on my mind stream. Do you feel the resonance? Yes, I can see it in you. You feel the small spark. In humans, it happens in their heart. Where is it happening for you, Genevieve? It is a light in the field that is vibrating and igniting my deepest caverns. Spirits are coming of all kinds, and in each cavern they are finding the warm fire of kindness. Oh, how wonderful! The fire burns the neglect within them as its fuel. Yes, you have it now. I will stop, but don't you dare. Hold strong and make this vibration yours. Spiritfoot did as she said, and the fire did not go out. A smile broke wide on her face. Yes, yes, you got it. You, like me, are now a spirit protector. You will always find your protection and the protection for all you love, in this vibration. The Great Mother's love, that is what this vibration is. I see clearly that this is the medicine needed to address the problems that block the dog spirit chain. Now that you know who and what I am, you are welcome to share your secrets. Further, I ask you, Genevieve, would you be open to helping me address this problem? Now, luminous with the fire of kindness, spirits calling out their joy in the protection she was offering. Of course, said Genevieve. I will ask two things of you as a teacher's gift for today's empowerment. First, teach every spirit that comes to your cavern the vibration of love's fire, so that they may hold it and teach it to others. And second, could you show me where the meanest, seediest bar can be found in this realm? Done and done, Genevieve gave the direction Spiritfoot needed to find her way. Spiritfoot wandered on, leaving Genevieve to her new practice of honoring the mother with her love. Santos and Rontos fell in at her side. The protection she had no need, but the company was a non-stop joy. What do you get when you put a demon in a blender? Led Rontos, telling a joke to ease the journey as they walked through the neglect into the metropolis of chaos and confusion. So many spirits trapped within. The horror filled their purpose, and step by step the journey unfolded through streets filled with predators in every shadow. A mad demon! Called out Santos in response. No, no, no! No, it's white, right, and evil goo! Responded Rontos. Good one, brother! How many demons does it take to screw in a light bulb? Santos called out in return. Oh, I know that one, said Spiritfoot. Oh, don't you ruin the fun now. Oh, let her answer. I don't know it, said Santos with the greatest of manners, very over-respectful. Spiritfoot laughed, as that was a joke, and answered, none, because they have a blood contract to take care of it for them. They all laughed together. All three enjoyed the rolling chuckle as they made their way to the Gorgon's head, the seediest bar in the realm. As Genevieve had promised, every racket had found its home in this place of shame. Santos and Rontos caught each other's attention and together let out whoops of excited joy. Now this is a poison eater's dream. You all ready to have some fun? The three took in the Gorgon's head. Life teemed within. Law and death reigned supreme in this realm. Spiritfoot saw as lightning strikes. We are working with the poison of the Nagas, as this realm has chosen to practice ownership. We must teach the spirits to address this, or the dogs will always forget their pulse. Let the games begin, both Rantos and Santos as one said with malicious, hungry smiles and a spark of transformation in their eyes. Hands in Anjali, Spiritfoot responded. Yes, let the phenomena play, an auspicious coincidence dance. Let's go help those spirits shine again. Entry was easy. It always is in places riddled with evil. It's exiting that is the challenging bit. Now, Spiritfoot and her tribe know that evil was a silly notion, but never underestimated its need for attention, as in the end, an evil is only a neglect needing the attention of a mother's love and a father's watchful eye, and that Spiritfoot and her friends knew how to bring. The Gorgon's head welcomes all of creation, all of the mother's creations, meaning no being, no matter how monstrous, is turned away. This was exactly the place Spiritfoot was looking for. The door was a monolith stone Gorgon head, serpents striking in all directions, eyes wide opened to bear witness to all your shame as you entered the mouth of the Gorgon. And enter they did, into a party that felt like the heart of chaos of this realm, a storm of energy fanned by intoxicants, no direction, and every action added to the storm's unchecked wrath. What seemed fun, with only a small scratch in the veneer, quickly became something Spiritfoot always called the ocean of suffering, licking honey from the razor blade. This, my friends, Santos slapped Rantos and Spiritfoot on the back, then took them both excitedly by the shoulders, is mainlining Samsara for sure. Oh, hell yeah, brother. Shall we mingle and get a feel for the crowd? Lead the way, good man, Santos said in his impish play of super manners, bowing and stepping to the side for his brother to take the lead. We will leave you, Spiritfoot, to practice your arts. Have fun. The two danced into the turmoil, leaving Spiritfoot to trust auspicious coincidence once again. Wait, hold intention, and let the obstacles arise.
Hey, you! You little girl! What's a cute thing like you doing in a place like this?
A large ogre. A low-over man with black hairs formed a full coat on his chest and back. Wild ox horns made it clear that this was the Spiritfoot she had been waiting for. And it was no wait at all. His friends leered behind him, licking their lips and making lewd and suggestive gestures. Funny you might ask. I have come to solve a problem, and you might be just the right ogre to help me. I have come to heal the spirit dog chain. Have you ever heard of it? The ogre was clearly an intelligent and potent being, and this frank and authentic response gave him a moment of curious pause. Now he really wanted to know more. Have I piqued your curiosity? May I buy you a drink and tell you more? No fear. She had no fear. He would have to find out the reason for this. And so he said, you can buy me the first round, and we will see how the evening goes. His friends laughed with a vicious, malicious intent and fell in as the ox ogre's protectors, as he led Spiritfoot to a table and turned.
What's your poison?
Any and all, but I find great minds think alike. I'll have what you're having. No better way to get to know somebody than to taste what they like to drink. And I want to get to know you, sir. So, what are we drinking? And now that we are sharing libation, you must share your name with me. Yes, let us sit and introduce ourselves formally. A jackal-headed protector appeared with two glasses. Spiritfoot pulled out her medicine bag, opened a small pouch, and took out a turtle-beaded bag, a gift from her father, and pulled out a small bag from within of brown powder.
Dootsie?
She offered as she took out a small pill and dropped it into her drink. An offering from the Great Mother.
Before I partake, may I ask, what is in this dootsie of yours?
The ox-headed ogre found himself liking this minx of a yogini more and more. Of course, it's the medicine from my friend Otto. Let's see. Gems, gold. To be specific, rubies, diamonds, sapphires, and emerald. Herbs that even Otto keeps secret. And relics of an ancient saints who have realized the Great Mother's love and held the vibration for all of us.
You mean there's dead people in that medicine?
Why, yes, of course. Dootsie, she asked again, with a generous smile. Respect deepening, he offered his glass. Tell me more. Spiritfoot moved forward. Auspicious coincidence. Step, she dropped the Dootsie pill into her new friend's drink. It is a recipe that came to me from a great saint named Padmasambhava, the Lotus Born. He saw it as the medicine to heal the 100,000 diseases who he saw coming in this dark ages. Well, that shouldn't hurt me then, should it? He said, smiling and taking a drink. Well, I should warn you, Spiritfoot said, that there is a side effect, and the side effects are full rainbow body and an absolute complete enlightenment. Well, it does improve the taste profile. My name is Augustus, but my friends call me Augie. Well, Augustus, she paused and gave her a knowing look, Augie, it is very nice to meet you. I am Spiritfoot. So, Augie, what do you know about the spirit dog chain? I know it's a myth. The gates haven't opened in the memory of any being in this realm, and as far as I can tell, the gate will never open again. You do seem to be an expert on the matter. Please drink. Have you ever played the toasting game? You are full of surprises, Spiritfoot. The toasting game? Tell me more. It is simple and easy. I make a toast, we drink. You make a toast, we drink. And we toast all we love until we want to stop drinking. Yeah, we could play the toasting game. Agni and his horde moved in with the hunger and lust of owning a treasure like Spiritfoot. Ooh, yeah, next week, chapter three, I'll tease you with the title, Pain is the Game. I can't wait to share it. Love you all. Resonate with beauty in the multiverse. Feel the love. If you love the tales, please feel free to follow the lowly yogi wherever he may go and share it with those you love. Hey, until next time, play us out, Monkey Max. Play us out.
Earth Mother and friends, you cross a hearth at last. Long have we grieved while the king of demons had his way. But no longer, no longer, it's time to dance and sing. This is the time when the golden age begins. As we welcome love and peace and ease may it never cease. We welcome joy and bliss and all the eyes of the serpent's kiss. Welcome mother, welcome child, welcome body tender and mild. Welcome protection, and welcome friends. It's been a long wait, but now the golden age begins. Welcome spring, summer and fall, winter is Persephone's and sweetest of all. Welcome immortality, welcome all. It's time to dance and sing as the golden age begins. Welcome all your yogis, and we call you in. Welcome all your protectors, and we call you in. Welcome all you yogis as the golden age begins.